भगवद्गीता 11.12 दिवि सूर्य सहस्रस्य भवेद् युगपद् उठिता यदि भासदृशी सा स्याद् भासस्तस्य महात्मनः। हियर संजय इज ट्राइंग टू डिस्क्राइब द इनडिस्क्राइबेबल। सो ही सेज दिवि सूर्य सहस्रस्य, सहस्रस्य शत इज 100, सहस्र इज 1000। सो दिवि सूर्य सहस्रस्य वुड मीन दैट ब्लेजिंग सन्स इन द स्काई, इफ थाउजेंड्स वुड राइज, भवेद युगपद उठिता, भवेद इफ दिस हैपन्स युगपद मीन्स साइमल्टेनियसली दे हैपन उठिता, यदि भा सदृशी सा स्याद् एंड भा एट दैट टाइम द एफल्जेंस द लाइट दैट वुड कम वॉट एवर काइंड ऑफ लाइट माइट कम भासस्तस्य महात्मनः दैट इज द काइंड ऑफ एफल्जेंस दैट इज कमिंग आउट ऑफ दिस ग्रेट ग्रेट पर्सन महात्मनः। नाउ कृष्णा इज मैनिफेस्टिंग दिस यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म, ही इज डिस्क्राइब्ड इनिशियली इन 4 verses, 3 verses actually, 5, 6, 7 and 8th verse, he told Arjuna that I am giving you divine eyes by which you can see. And now Sanjay is describing to Dhritarashtra what Arjuna is seeing. And the effulgence is so great that it is unimaginable, that it is it's just not only it is ineffable. Ineffable means that which cannot be put in words. So human perception and human imagination both fall inadequate when contacting the absolute. So human perception refers to the capacity of our eyes and our senses to see and perceive in various ways according to each sense's particular capacity. Now, this does not mean that the absolute cannot be perceived at all. That human perception falls inadequate means that we cannot perceive the absolute truth fully or properly. So that would mean that actually speaking, we have to recognize that we as souls are eternally parts of Krishna, and we are always parts. Krishna will talk about this in 15th chapter. Mamai vamsho jiva loke amisha. So being his parts, the part is never equal to the whole. So with our with the tiny windows to the world that we have in the form of our senses, what we can perceive actually is very little. And with what little we can perceive, we cannot even understand the material world fully. What to speak of understanding the source of the one who is the source of all the material and spiritual worlds, as Krishna tells in 10.8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. So the absolute transcends human perception and also perfects human perception. That means there are some people who say that actually the absolute is so great that we cannot perceive him at all. But then that would imply that actually the absolute is that our senses are of no use at all. But bhakti, the expertise of bhakti is that bhakti actually uses, dovetails our senses in the service of the absolute. So we don't behold Krishna for the purpose of conquering Krishna. We behold Krishna for the sake of serving Krishna. We behold Krishna for the sake of loving Krishna. We behold Krishna for the sake of moving closer to Krishna, not necessarily knowing him or certainly not knowing him in full. So the absolute transcends material our senses. That means that we cannot know him through our senses. But at the same time, the absolute also perfects our senses. That means that our senses, the purpose and perfection of our senses is to be used to behold him and to serve him. So although he is beyond our perception, that does not mean that he is meant to be completely completely beyond description. The scriptures do describe the absolute, and the purpose of describing in whatever way is possible is to help us channel our senses in his service, and by such service we can move onward steadily towards Krishna and ultimately attain him. Now the important thing for us as sadhakas is to avoid the overconfidence that comes from thinking that I know God. And that notion, so Krishna, when he is present in his two-handed form, people may think that I know him. What is this person? He's also on a chariot. In fact, he's not even a warrior. He's a charioteer right now. But from that charioteer, Krishna has now manifested his cosmic form, his universal form. And it has breathtaking, hair-rising, mind-boggling, heart-astounding magnificence. And the one aspect of that magnificence is the effulgence. So normally we see different kinds of fire. Sometimes there is a forest fire, you might see a huge area of vegetation on fire. Long giant swaths of forest may be burning, and that is Dhavanal. There's so much, it's a forest fire of material existence. But beyond that, we can also, if we imagine the sun, how especially in midday, it's blazing down, scorching us. And if we went closer to the sun, we could even get burned, incinerated. But if there were thousands of suns rising at the same time, then the effulgence would be incredible. And by giving this metaphor, Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhaved Yugapad Utita. So he is just trying to tell, convey to Dhritarashtra that this is nothing that anyone has ever seen before. Adrishta Purvam Rishitosmi Dushtva. As Arjuna will also say later, Adrishta Purvam. This has never been seen before. Krishna himself has said that nobody has seen it, and Arjuna also reiterates that nobody has seen it. And in this way, Krishna tells Arjuna that I have given you such an extraordinarily special vision. And Sanjay is trying to convey the extraordinariness of that vision to Dhritarashtra. Now the sun is illuminating, but the same sun can also be scorching. And especially not one, when thousands of suns are there, it's scorching. And Arjuna will talk about this, the blinding effect, the burning effect. And then all this causes bhayenacha pravatitam manome. It causes it has a unnerving or scaring effect. So all the effects of this vision will be described later in due course. Arjuna first will say durniriksham samantat, that you are very difficult to behold because of the tremendous effulgence that is coming from you. And in this way, Sanjay gives us all an indication of the awesomeness of the universal form through this metaphor of thousands of suns rising simultaneously. And that is the effulgence. Sometimes in movies or cartoons, some hero like a He-Man or a Batman is shown with some light coming from their bodies, such or light surrounding their bodies. Such aura can be quite striking, but consider the effulgence, the aura that is there with this universal form, that it exceeds the brightness of the sun itself, and exceeds it not just by one but by thousands of times. Indeed, it is an astonishing vision, And the further description of this vision will come in future verses. Thank you.